Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
I was drinking some kind of powdered orange juice. she's a housewife. And her husband's with the night shift at the plant for 30 years. They got a nice little trailer in a nice little court. And a poodle they love like a child they never had. They go to the VFW club on Friday night. She gets a sludge in fess and some fries from the kitchen. Tips the waitress 50 cents. Has her hair done the same way that she has for 30 years. Some say life's useless. Born and still, but she's happy, she's satisfied, and nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Ailis died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have, 'cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. She has a hobby. She paints ceramics and bowls twice a month. She goes dancing with her husband when I can, or to the wrestling matches at the local arena. Some say life's useless, it's fun and still, but she's happy, she's satisfied. Nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Ailis died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have, 'cause she's happy. But she's happy, she's satisfied, and nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Ailis died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have, 'cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. And nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Ailis died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't.
somebody new. That's not the issue.
with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
On this useless night, with you so far away, I stand in front of this Ferris wheel and I wonder, what am I doing here? And I wonder, what am I doing here? And all the drunks just stumble by
Yeah! keep your hands to yourself. Your hands to yourself.
We all make choices about alcohol. Kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad. Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em. Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations, and they want honest answers in everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Jalem, Jalem, Lungone, Domen, Maladile.
these prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for, harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet, or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Alateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
In the USSR.